You're listening to Your County with North Yorkshire County Council on Stray FM. With many of us about to go on holiday, the Trading Standards team is urging everyone to stay safe in the sun. Joe Boutflower has some important advice on what to look out for when choosing sun cream and clothes.
The main thing that people need to look out for is the SPF rating on sun cream, and that's going to tell them how strong the protection they'll get against UVB rays. 30 is the sort of general all-purpose protection that's recommended for people. If you're using sun cream on children, then the recommendation is a 50 SPF. Now, SPF stands for sun protection factor, so it's obvious that the higher the number, the greater protection you're going to get. And just some general tips as well about putting the cream on evenly. Put it on before you leave your hotel or your house or whatever, before you start sunbathing. Reapply it after you've been swimming. And if you're sort of putting t-shirts on and off and that sort of thing and lying on a beach towel, then just think about reapplying it as well, because all those things can make the cream rub off.
And also, there are other things to consider, such as clothing and sunglasses, where you buy them from, what sort of rating is it where they should have?
Yes, you can start to buy clothing now, which is rated in terms of the protection that it offers. And that's termed in UPF, which is the ultraviolet protective factor. Again, people are looking for greater protection with the higher number. Things are generally available around 25, which cuts out all but about 4% of ultraviolet rays. And the maximum you can get is 50 plus, but 25 is a reasonable protection level.
And sunglasses particularly, you've got to be really careful with them, that you're not buying some cheap alternative, because, you know, it could give you long-lasting damage if you don't buy the right sort of sunglasses.
Absolutely. People need to remember that this is sort of protective equipment in buying a pair of sunglasses, and that real damage can be caused to your eyes by sunlight. So look for the CE mark on sunglasses. That's the sort of curvy C and D that you see on toys and electrical equipment and that sort of thing. That's the European safety mark. And that tells you that they've been tested to European safety standards. Also look for UV 400, and that means that they cut out about 99 to 100% of UV light. So that's a really good protection. The one thing to be wary of is that glasses are also rated in terms of how dark the shades are, from 0 to 4. That doesn't reflect the protection that they give. So don't be lured into thinking that if you've got a 4, that's offering you good protection. It's UV 400 that you want to look for, and the CE mark. And just a word of warning as well, that the 4 shade is too dark to drive in. So if you do buy a pair of glasses which have very dark lenses, please don't drive in them, because you won't be safe.
So lots to think about then. And so if anyone sees a product online or in a shop that they're not sure about, what should they do?
Be wary, as always. We're always telling people to be cautious. If something seems too good to be true, it probably is. The same goes with sales of sun cream and sunglasses and things, where they seem very cheap, or they're being sold maybe on social media, from auction sites, maybe where the seller has got very bad feedback. So just do a little bit of research. Be very, very wary about buying things from social media. And if you're buying from auction sites, check out the seller's feedback in advance. Do a bit of research about the product so you've got an idea of what you're getting.
Where can people get advice if they want to find out more about these products and what they should be buying?
The general number for consumer advice is 03454 040506, and the NHS website has got some really useful information online about sunbathing and the use of sun protection products as well. So just go onto the internet and search for sun protection.